It's your girl Tia here with Tia Talks, and this is part two of dating a narcissistic man. I was cut off from my last episode when the baby woke up and started crying, so hopefully I can get through this segment, but we'll see. So on the last segment I was talking about, and if you didn't have a chance to listen to it, go listen to it, part one of dating a narcissistic man. But I was talking about that I had just moved out of our place that we shared together, because originally I was living in his house, and just the control, and living in his house, I wanted to move somewhere where there's neutral territory, thinking that that would change like him or change the dynamics of our relationship. So we've been living together in a space where both of our names are attached to the property, and it's going on a full month at the end of this month, and things have actually gotten worse. You can see that there's a shift in power, because me moving from his residence where his name was just said, he had the ability to put me out, which he has before. So now that there's an even playing field where both of our names are on the lease, he feels not as powerful. So basically insecure. And that's the nutshell of what a narcissistic man is: a man that is insecure. So insecure to the point where he feels he has to have control of the situation, even though he does not have control of himself nor his own emotions. And if you have a child with a person like this, it is very unhealthy, because he will try to use the child to further control you in situations. As an example, you know, I was trying to have a conversation with him, and we have a neighbor, so, you know, I don't want my business on the street, so I'm just like trying to talk calm, and then, you know, the baby's there, so for their emotional well-being, you know, no yelling, screaming, all of that. So he's yelling and he's projecting his voice, and in his twisted ideology, that's how a man speaks, right? Very vocal, very loud, doesn't care about what he says, who he says it to, how he says it. He's a man, right? So he's talking, so I'm realizing that this conversation is not productive, it's not going anywhere, and it's not worth upsetting myself talking to a brick wall or upsetting my child's emotional well-being. So I remove myself from that room and I go in another room and I sit down. So he follows me to that room, still same energy, the argumentative, the yelling, not just able to talk and agree or agree to disagree. Because the thing about narcissists is they are stuck in their ways, period. There's nothing you can say nor do. They have to have damn near a close to life and death situation for them to change their views and opinions on what it is they think about. But it's all rooted in insecurity, right? So I go to the other room. He comes in there, combative, combative, combative. At this point, I'm not saying nothing. And now I'm noticing, like, this is wrong. It's wrong because the child is here. You don't want to fuck them up emotionally. And then you're, like, verbally abusive. People don't know, like, there's verbal assault and then there's actual battery. So, like, when someone gets an assault and battery charge, it's like they have... it's the intent of acting as if they're going to harm you. It's not even physical at this point. Then the battery or physical assault is when they actually touch you. So we're getting into some dangerous territory where he's trying to use scare tactics into scaring me into doing what it is he wants me to do, which is comply, which is conform, which is obey what it is he wants me to do, or what he wants me to think. Right? And in this instance, in my situation, since I moved out of his house and we're on an equal playing field, it's like everything is a team for him. So we have the same amount of points. Again, it's twisted because we're supposed to be on a team, but we're on opposing teams. So he always wants to have one up on me, right? So I don't work per se, traditionally work, because I know how to make money in the stock market, crypto, selling things online. I just have that hustler mentality about myself. So I don't work. Now that I'm a stay-at-home mom, I'm not going to send my child to school during the pandemic, labor shortage. They have the worst workers, and you just know how daycares is anyway. So I'm going to stay home with my child, and I'm going to continue to work for my cell phone and make these bands. He's insecure about that because, again, I don't need him. So the money that he goes out and physically makes, he is insecure that I have my own piggy bank. So I don't need to rely on him for anything. So he has this ideology, again, a narcissist, that everything's about them. He has made up in his head that he goes out every day and he fights to work for his family as if he's bringing in so much money. I make just as much as him, if not more, without working and less hours. So he goes out, he works, he comes home, he wants to come home to smiling faces when you haven't taken out the garbage. And you're not going to take out the garbage because you don't listen to what a woman tells you to do because you're a man and you do things on your time when you want them to be done. Again, a narcissist. Like, if you're dating one, run, because damn near death could not separate them from their twisted thinking. They will forever think and feel the way that they feel. They feel that they are entitled to control something because they have no control over anything in their life, in the world. You want to control me, but yet you go out and work and are controlled. So then you want to come home and control. And this is step one of how domestic violence start. And I am saying no more. So just to cap the story out, baby woke up again, y'all. I can't get 10 minutes. To cap the story off, I am no longer at that residence. I'm working on getting my own residence, just me and my child. He will not have access to me or my child unless it will be visitation, because I am not going to be that woman that you see on the news that is dead because she didn't know when to leave. When someone is showing you who they are, believe them, because, you know, we're constantly fighting on, you know, who's gonna have control or who should follow who. And I'm not the type. I'm too independent. I have a hustler spirit. That's not something I can turn down. So he's being verbally abusive at this point to get me to coerce me or scare me into being what he wants me to be. But that's not working. I do see it becoming physical, or could be becoming physical in the near future. And that's not something I'm going to sit and wait around and risk. So I just picked up and I left. All my things are still there. So I don't know. Hopefully he'll move out or I move out, but I kind of just want to be somewhere where he doesn't know where I am. I'm not the type to withhold his child from him. Although, well, this is a whole nother segment. We'll get to it. If he doesn't show like positive behaviors, that's not something that a child should see. Like, a father is not the end all be all. Just because someone is a mother or a father, if they are a negative impact on a child's life and could have adverse, could fuck up their lives. Let's just keep it, just make it plain. Could fuck up their life, they emotional. That's not something that, you know, and as a parent, it's your job to protect your child at all costs. So even if it is a parent or a grandparent or whoever it is, if they don't serve your child, if they're going to do more harm than good to your child, then, hey, from a distance, or they're going to have to wait until they're adult to try to foster a relationship, because what he's trying to do now and what narcissists do, everything is about them. He's feeling sad. He's feeling depressed. He's feeling whatever he's feeling, but he's still not willing to change or seek help about his narcissism. He's saying we, or I, meaning me, needs to do X, Y, Z, but he has done nothing to warrant me leaving. He has done nothing to warrant me being afraid. Everything is my fault. Nothing is his fault. So I remove myself from the situation. I will remain gone. And if he wants to see his child somewhere publicly, we can do that. I'm just going to give him time and space to see, you know, this is the last hurrah, and if we can't come to like a mutual agreement, then courts will have to get involved, and I'm not concerned, because again, a narcissist, he only cares about himself, so he has done absolutely nothing for the child. I have documentation stating that I have opened up accounts, and I have paperwork, and I have all the medical, and I have all the socials, and I have purchased all of the, you know, goods or whatever you want to call it for as far as baby stuff, and he has purchased nothing because, again, it's about him, you know? So, no worries, I'm safe. I just hope that my unfortunate situation, because I never wanted to have a child with somebody and not be with them, because I was a child of, you know, that kind of situation. I know the hurt and pain behind that, so I never wanted to or would purposely inflict that type of pain, but I'm hoping that this, my story, will reach somebody and will stop them in their tracks before it gets too far. If you have a man or a woman in a similar situation, how it's gonna hurt, but you need to walk away, and walk away now, because the hurt is less than what it will be had you stayed in the relationship and bond yourself to this person for life or for the next 18 years or so. They will never change. I don't know what type of people these people date, or if they just are alone, or they just end up killing themselves or killing the person that they're with and going to jail for the rest of their life. But I don't know. I just don't know. But bipolar is definitely an illness, a mental illness, and there is no cure that we know of yet. But until the person decides that they want to change, but you might not believe the change because they have been manipulative the entire time. So they might just be wearing a mask that they're going to pull off at a later time that serves them again. If you know a person that is narcissistic or that is in a relationship with a narcissistic person, run, because as soon as it does not become about them, again, we have a child, we have a brand new child, and now everything's not about him, and the dynamic of our situation changed. We share a house, and it's no longer just his house. The dynamic of the situation changes. So, I wish you all the best, but I'm telling you, please do not pursue or continue a relationship with a person who is narcissistic, because they will never change. Learn from my mistake, please. Again, it's your girl Tia here with Tia Talks, and thanks for talking with me. Until next time, peace.